The Mariners looking to snap a four-game skid, taking on the Athletics. Chris Davis and Gerard Dyson having a chat pregame. Pick it up in the second, 2-0 Seattle in front. A man on for Nelson Cruz facing Sean Manaea.
1-2. Alley straightaway center field. That ball is torched. That ball is gone. Boom, stick, baby. Two-run homer for Nelson Cruz. And the Mariners have a 4-0 lead. 0-2 pitch. Yanks this one high, deep, far, trouble, gone, two-run homer. Stephen Vogt with his second homer. RBIs 6 and 7, we got a 4-3 ball game.
The shift is on for Davis. That didn't matter the last time. The pitch. Swing and it's popped up off the hands into center field. Dyson quickly, gas pedal down, ranging, diving, and he slides, tumbles, and he makes the catch. Dyson covering all kinds of ground to rob Davis of a base hit.
Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a drive into the gap in right center field. Davis going back. Goodbye baseball. Kyle Seager with his third home run of the season. Goodbye baseball, and the Mariners now lead it by a score of 6-3. They pull out to a 3-run lead over the A's on Kyle Seager's 2-run home run here in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Well, here's your ball game right here. 6-5 Mariners, 3-2 pitch, two outs, bases loaded. Zick deals, pitch. Strike three called. Oh, baby! Wow! Tony Zick freezes Rosales. He takes the pitch. 3-2 with the bases loaded. The Mariners hold on to win 6-5.
The Mariners snap a four-game skid, taking it 6-5 despite recording just four hits. Gene Segura extends his hitting streak to 14 games. Tony Zick, his first career save. Steve Cishek, activated before the game, made his season debut, going a third of a scoreless inning. The Mariners snap a four-game skid. Manager Scott Service talked after the game.
Legardo did a really, really good job for us tonight. I was excited the way he threw the ball. Probably the best fastball he's had all year. And Tuffy did a good job with him, really establishing it. Got us deep in the game. And, you know, we were on the edge there a few times, trying to stretch Gardo a little bit. I thought he made a great pitch. We just didn't get the ball that ticked off Seager's glove. You know, a couple of feet over, maybe a good double play ball. But, at that point, we were a little tight in the bullpen tonight. But we knew going into the game for us, kind of the bridge, it was going to be Dan Altavilla tonight. And didn't start off that great, but he worked his way through it. And hopefully it's a big confidence booster for him tonight. You know, eighth inning was kind of the way we mapped it out this offseason. And ninth inning was interesting. So, big add-on run. Obviously, the home run Seager was huge. And, offensively, didn't do a ton tonight, but we did control the strike zone. We got some walks and took advantage of some of that stuff. So, interesting game.
Bullpen, there was some good stuff, some different stuff, some shaky stuff. I mean,
yeah.
How do you summarize that?
Yeah, we've used our bullpen a lot, obviously, with the kind of the status of our starting pitching. And a couple guys stepped up. Tony Zick, great job tonight. You know, he was actually not supposed to. He was supposed to be down tonight. That's why we got to the point. We just had to go for it. And obviously, it didn't look like Eddie was going to work his way out of it. So our bullpen has done a good job. We have taxed those guys. We've used them a lot. And one thing I do know, it's you have to enjoy the wins in this league. It's hard to win, and if you don't, I think no matter how you get there, you have to enjoy it. We're out here busting it every day. The guys are working hard. We know we kind of our backs are against the wall a little bit with the injuries. We have to enjoy the wins, no matter how they come out.
Hate to go from the wins to the end of the game, but that's two in a row for Eddie. The consistency hasn't always been there. What do you look at after a game like tonight?
Yeah, I think with Eddie, he is a young pitcher. Mechanically, you can see it. You see it. He gets out of whack. And I think because, he doesn't have a ton of experience at this level, it's how do you get yourself back in? That's what, the veterans, the guys that have been around for a while, when it starts going bad, where do I go? And I think that's kind of what we're seeing a little bit tonight. Eddie just couldn't find it. Couldn't find a release point, struggled with the breaking ball. And, luckily we were able to bail him out tonight.
You had him in the lineup before the game. How close was Robbie to going before he's grabbed?
He went out and ran around a little bit. Did not feel, was able to go defensively. You know, swing the bat, maybe okay, but you know, when you start on defense and you just have to react and you know you don't have time to think about how hard you're going to go, I just didn't think it was ready. And it may be a few days yet. I'd hate to lose him for 2 or 3 weeks. So it really is truly a day-to-day thing. You know, we'll see how it is tomorrow.
Up next, the series against the Athletics continues on Tuesday. Chase DeYoung opposed by Andrew Triggs.